This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Tomorrow, Germany's high court will rule on a request to block the country's participation in the Eurozone bailout fund. Specifically, is it constitutional? If the court says nein, that spells trouble for the European Central Bank's huge new bond-buying program announced last week, the one aimed at saving the euro and stemming the debt crisis. So, big doings in Europe means it must be time for...
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Martina Stevis is the EU economics reporter for Dow Jones. She has some insight into whether that big bond buying plan is big enough. Martina, good to have you back with us.
Pleasure to be back.
Now, you know, the European stock markets were really cheering the plan last week, but the devil is in the details.
Exactly. The European Central Bank announced a program last week that really calmed markets. It's also showing very strongly in the exchange rate between the euro and the dollar. That's really been recovering over the last few days. And I can tell you it's definitely affected the mood of people here in Brussels. Policymakers, bureaucrats at the European Commission, even journalists are smiling. I haven't seen them smile in months. But the question really is it enough and is it too late? The ECB is buying time. Will the Eurozone and the troubled countries be able to do what they have to do in that time that has been afforded to them?
Yeah. Speaking of troubled countries, I understand that you are just back from your vacation in Greece. You've got family there. Tell us about conversations you had with your friends and family. How are they feeling? Are they feeling more optimistic since this plan came out? Less?
They are certainly been feeling more optimistic over the last week. And, you know, mind you, Greece is just, it's a wonderful summer destination. So the sun and the sea and the food do tend to take the edge off the bad emotions. That said, it's always important to remind listeners that the country is in its fifth consecutive year of recession. And it's really suffering in terms of unemployment, which is edging towards 24%,
wow,
more than 50% among youth. So the pain is really felt on the ground.
Martina Stevis is the EU economics reporter for Dow Jones. Martina, thanks a lot.
Thank you.